USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has threatened to close down the border with Mexico unless the country prevents migrants from entering the U.S. The statement from Customs and Border Protection reads as follows.
U.S. Border Patrol has been transparent for several months by conveying the message both publicly, internationally, and to Congress that the immigration system is broken and that they are at critical capacity levels across the southern border. Customs and Border Patrol facilities and manpower cannot support this dramatic increase in apprehensions of family units and unaccompanied children. There is no consequence that the Border Patrol can apply to this demographic under current law and court rulings.
They say they hope to send up to 300 people a day back over the Mexican border by next week. Attorney General William Barr says he plans to make public in the middle of April the redacted version of the Russia probe results. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
At least 4 Palestinians were reportedly killed in clashes between Israeli troops and demonstrators in the Gaza Strip. Reporter Robert Bateman.
The Israelis have sent 200 snipers at sniper positions around the fence and 3 extra brigades to the south of Israel, to the area surrounding the Strip. As for Hamas, it has asked people to remain peaceful, but it says if there is what it calls Israeli aggression, it will respond with equal force.
Another investigation into hazing on college campuses. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has the story.
The University of Texas at Austin has suspended the Texas Cowboys Spirit Group from campus for 6 years following an investigation into alleged hazing during a retreat last fall, the night before a new member was injured in a car accident and later died from his injuries. That, according to ABC News, an investigation by the school found evidence that new members were subjected to multiple forms of hazing, including physical brutality, coerced consumption of alcohol, and degradation, among other things.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says flu season has probably peaked, but cases are still widespread across much of the country. CDC officials say flu activity remains high across much of the U.S. The predominant strain is influenza A, the most serious type of flu. A total of 77 influenza-associated pediatric deaths occurring during the current season have been reported to the CDC. It will still be weeks before the flu drops to levels needed for the CDC to declare the season over. A bill in Georgia that restricts abortions is one step closer to becoming a law. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
A heartbeat bill in Georgia heads to the desk of Governor Brian Kemp, who has said he will sign the law. House Bill 481 would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is around 6 weeks. And regarding that heartbeat, Executive Director of the Georgia Life Alliance, Josh Edmonds, tells CNN.
The overwhelming consensus in the medical community is that a heartbeat is detectable at 6 weeks in the womb, sometimes even earlier, and the science says that between 6 and 8 weeks, the chances of a miscarriage when the heartbeat is detectable goes down significantly. The chances of carrying your pregnancy successfully to term are about 98% successful between 6 and 8 weeks when there's a detectable heartbeat.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.